You know, I've been thinking. Everyone knows what a helpless sissy you are, don't they? I've lost track of the number of nights I spent dressing you up in pink, frilly dresses with big, ruffled panties and little pink shoes with buckles on them. I can't remember how many times I've forced you to prance around the room singing, "I'm a little teapot," for the amusement of my girlfriends. Just because you think there's the tiniest itty-bitty chance we might let you come in your panties. But that got me to thinking. Do all women see you this way? Is there something a little more charming about you amongst older or younger women? Or women of different races? So I asked around a little. I started with a few of my African-American girlfriends. You know, the ones I've invited around to babysit you if I have a hot date with a real man. I asked them what they'd do if a sissy wimp like you ever asked them out on a date. Well, first they said they'd laugh their asses off. But then, surprisingly, they said they would date you. But don't get your hopes up, you pathetic little dreamer. They said they'd take you out to an expensive restaurant and make you pay for the entire meal. And if you said one word to them, or looked at another woman, or God help you, if you got a boner in public, they'd slap you right across your face, right there in the restaurant, strip your ass naked, and leave you on the table with the bill and a few bucks attached to your tiny peepee with a rubber band. Why, they went home with your wallet. But if you were a good boy, they said they'd take you home with them. Not only that, but they say they'd even have sex with you. No. What did I tell you about getting your hopes up? They'd have sex with you, but not in the hot stud making the girl cry out for mercy kind of way. It'd be more like the helpless sissy bent over the coffee table in a pink bra while the ebony goddess abuses him with her strap on. You'd probably squeal and squirm and wiggle for dear life while your sissy pussy is getting fucked. But you should be grateful. That's probably the only sex you're ever going to get. This is part one of a two-part requested audio by Wannabe Baby. Brought to you by yours truly, Empress Constance, from IntelligentFemdom.com. And if you want to do a one-on-one sissy session with me, call me at 800-601-7259.